Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. So give the Lord a great praise and honor this morning. This is the place where we study faith. This is the place where we learn how to become overcomers. And if you have a Victory app and Keith Moore is on there, then get Faith School. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, we've come to the place, and God is a good God, and we made the statement, God has never created anything that was bad. He didn't. He created all of it good. Now, we know from the Scripture that hell was not made for people. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. Then how come people wound up going there? Well, just throw the brakes on here a minute and back up a long, 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 long time. The fossil record does not lie. It's all there. But He didn't create this planet in 6 days. He refurbished it in 6 days. Let's open our Bibles, first of all, and I will show you in the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians, because we're going to see this right now. Verse 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. Or that's the highest ranking devils. Those are the ones that cause trouble in governments. We can check that out in the book of Daniel, in the book of Ezekiel. You can find all, it's all in the book. Now, when you go, you check that out, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. Those are the ones that possess people on the earth. Then wicked spirits in the heavenlies. Wicked spirits, high-ranking spirits. I'm going to show you who they are. Now, let's go back to the book of Isaiah for just a moment here, where Satan... Now, I want you to notice, I will. He executed his... He invoked his own will here. Verse 12, Thou art fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, or day star, son of the morning. Son of the morning. Tell me, what is Jesus called? Huh?
Morning star.
Yeah, almost the same thing. Now, you know from the book of Revelation that Jesus has a personal angel. And that angel was the one that was speaking to John on the Isle of Patmos. That angel was the one that was revealing things to John concerning the end of times and concerning things that had happened all along that made sense in there. Now, our good God, John said, He desires, and He said, I pray that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. That's God's plan. But now, let me read this again from the book of Isaiah. Hell from beneath... Don't look down. Just listen to me, because I want you to grasp this. Genesis 1, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was what? Void. And without form. Read that in the Hebrew. It was full of chaos. tohu bohu, full of chaos, wiped out. It had been flooded. It had been flooded. The Spirit of God moved on the face of the deep and over the waters. And He divided the waters. That had been a flood. He wiped out that whole race of people. Hell from beneath is excited about you to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the dead for you, all the chiefs of the earth. It has raised upon their thrones all the kings of the nations. They shall speak and say to you, have you also become weak as we are? Have you become like us? Your pomp is brought down the shoal. All the sound of your stringed instruments, the maggot is spread under you and worms over you. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, morning star. I believe we can see right here that he was Jesus' personal angel, because he had the same names. He was Son of the Morning, and Jesus came as the bright morning star. Now, don't you know that irked him when Jesus was born into this earth, and he's thinking, he's in my earth. That planet belongs to me, and it was taken away from me. Amen. Amen. So, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High, yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, the place of the dead, to the lowest depths of the pit. The lowest depths of the pit. Where did Jesus go when he defeated him? To the lowest depths of the pit and busted his plate. Now, the missing link is in the fossil record. The reason it's missing is because it never was there. That original race of people were wiped out. They followed the devil all the way. Their iniquity was so great, hell was created for them. God created hell for the devil and his angels. I present to you today that all of those fallen disembodied spirits, starting from the little ones. We see it in the madman of Gadara, who is now a preacher. Amen. He was a cutter, screamed night and day. That's a ruler of the darkness of this world. But the wicked spirits in the heavenly places are the people, the highest intelligence of all of those fallen beings. These were people. The Neanderthal man, or whatever that means. But that man is in the fossil record. You cannot tie the two together. They're different. It's obvious they were not created in the image and likeness of God. Come on. We were. And that's the reason when the Word got around, What is a man? What is man? They didn't have woman yet. What is man? What is mankind? Who are these things? Now, they look like God. Look at this man. Look at this. Hey, he looks just like our Father. He looks like the great and good God. He must be good. He's good. He must be good. He must be capable of doing good because he is good. He's like God. He's like the good God. Oh, and they could understand it. God visits him. We've never seen him do this before. He kicked that other bunch completely out. I don't blame him. They were ugly. Now, all of the other stuff, all of the artist renderings are like a navel for Adam and Eve. They're just something somebody dreamed up about living in caves and all of that. No, no, no. There were kings among them. The place was not a wilderness. Now, this is me. But it's the Holy Spirit and me. Are you listening?
Yes.
I have reason to believe that this whole earth looked like the Garden of Eden. And Lucifer turned it, we read it, he turned it into a wilderness. So between Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, in the beginning God, that says it, created the heaven and the earth. There's myriad, an enormous amount of time between those two verses. It's all there. Amen?
Amen.
Now, study this thoroughly. Read about it and study it. Because when you begin to teach it, and don't be all that quick to teach it, because you'll stir up more than you can fix. And this doesn't have anything to do with your salvation. It's just exciting and good and informative information.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's a good opportunity to just blame everything on the devil. But don't do that. Don't blame it all on him, because he couldn't do anything. I've never found a way. Charles Capps, one of my very most special friends, we flew airplanes together. Charles, one of the most talented pilots I've ever flown with. And you know, we tend to talk in aviation terms, because aviation is an applied science, and it doesn't violate the spiritual laws. And when I began to learn how to walk by faith, not by sight, I told Gloria, I said, hey, I already know how to do this, because I'm an instrument pilot. I had to learn not to believe in my feelings. Well, what does that mean, Brother Copeland? Well, if you try to believe your feelings and believe your own sight and get into certain situations, you can get vertigo so bad you turn the airplane over, think you're flying straight.
Wow.
And I had to learn I couldn't do that. I got in vertigo one time and got in trouble. And thank God I knew how to get out of it. I just shut my eyes and got my head down like this and looked up the panel and got my eyes on the instruments and wouldn't take them off. And just sat there and looked at it until my inner ear straightened out.
Yeah.
Can't believe what you feel and fly instruments.
Yeah.
It'll kill you.
Yeah.
I said, Gloria, I already know how to do this. But listen to what Charles Capp said. This, your body,
right,
is your earth suit.
Amen.
You have to have one to live here.
Right.
You have to have a space suit to live in space. You have to have an earth suit to live on the earth, because when you get out of your earth suit, you're gone.
Yeah.
you're gone. You just can't stay here without an earth suit. And like Gloria said, you make your arrangements which direction you're going while you're in your earth suit. Because if you don't and you step out of your earth suit, your lodging will be chosen for you. I've never been able to improve on it. But now, it is so vitally important to understand how all this got started, because people can't understand hell. And how could a loving God send someone to hell? He never has yet. He created that place for the devil and that whole bunch that were on this earth. He created it for them. The Bible says so. He never intended for people to go there in the first place.
That's right. That's right.
But Jesus had to go there because we fouled it up. But thank God we don't have to go. And where the devil to the lowest part of the pit. See, that was Isaiah prophesying of Jesus. Did you ever notice Jesus found himself in the book of Isaiah? He quoted Isaiah more than any other. That's where he found himself. He preached in his own hometown, the 61st chapter of Isaiah, and he stopped in exactly the right place, right where it would continue, and vengeance shall come. No, not yet. Not yet. He stopped. The book of Isaiah. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't this a wonderful book?
Yes.
It is such a wonderful book.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Glory to God. And it's not just an old book written by a bunch of white guys. No, it is not. One of the Apostle Paul's most important teachers was a black man, and it makes a point of that fact. And this is, listen, you think God didn't understand that the races were going to persecute one another? All it has to be is a difference. The only thing of it is color difference just sticks out. And the difference in the way people are raised sticks out. It's different. One group's raised one way and another group's raised another way, and it sticks out. But there are places in the Bible where God speaks specifically to that. And in the 13th chapter of the book of Acts, one of the teachers and prophets there was named Simeon, called Niger. Look it up for yourself in Strong's Concordance. He was called Niger. That is Greek for black. Isn't that amazing? God, I love this book. Amen.
Amen.
So one of the most important teachers for Paul and Barnabas alike. It doesn't say how long they were there, and that was home base. They always went back there where they were originally taught.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They were originally taught. The Bible also points out the fact that a man of color stepped up and carried his cross.
Amen.
Now, that should thrill you. That ought to thrill you bones, man. God, mighty in His Word. The El Shaddai God, the God who's more than enough.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lucifer, because of his beauty, and all these years, well, to beginning, I just heard the Lord say it, but because of his beauty, what is considered the most beautiful of all colors, ebony. Ebony. I'm totally convinced that his rage against the black race is for two reasons. Number one, quick to worship, quick to praise, and really quick to love God and to sing and worship. Hey, come on, come on. The most beautiful of all of the angels was the musician of praise. And that is Phil Driscoll's calling. And he pointed out to me, he said, Brother Kenneth, you noticed there was no horns, only the stringed instruments and the flutes, because God reserved the horn for himself.
Hallelujah.
Now that, if that didn't set your wood on fire, you wet. I mean, come on. Isn't that good? Yeah, that, because that's what Phil's called to do. And he was racking the body of Christ and causing the devil so much horror and so much terror that Phil Driscoll is the only man I ever knew in my life that was given a year in prison for something that was not against the law. They made it against the law after his trial. And the judge said it himself, Mr. Driscoll is not a bad man. We're just going to make an example out of him. And we're out of time. Did we get anywhere today? Come on and give the Lord a praise.
It's helped me grow a lot. Just in general, I feel like I have a deeper understanding of just the Bible, finding Jesus in every part of it.
I believe that they really want you to succeed. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to give you everything that you need to be successful in life. And I mean, it touches every area of your life.
You know, faith, you learn about walking in love, but all the other foundations of being a solid Christian, as well as the practical aspects.
I am so thankful that these are instructors that can hear Holy Spirit teach us what needs to be taught at that moment and just let him do whatever he wants to do.
With full submersion in the Word, it gets in you and it changes the way you think about everything and how you see everything.
You're learning it on a different level. You're learning it where it's in your face. You're learning where they get to know you and your heart. You know, the teachers can see you, but also you have students who are next to you who are going through different things and can encourage you, and you can encourage them.
When we have to do a presentation as part of the class, everyone is supportive. Everyone seems to be getting along together. There's a great synergy here amongst all the students.
Once you walk on campus, you can feel the peace. You can feel the anointing, and you know this is it.
What better place to go than to Kenneth Copeland Bible College?
Take the next step. Apply today.
Every Friday is offering day here on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And I want to remind you what the Word of God says. Once again, from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 6 says, "Let him who is taught the Word share in all good things with him who teaches." You know, that's what this ministry is all about. It's what it's been about for more than 50 years, preaching the uncompromised Word of God, the uncompromised Word of faith in God's Word, and preaching this from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Now, when you hear that Word, and if the light comes on and revelation comes into your life and you get excited about it, that's a good thing, but we don't stop there. share. Notice what he said again. Let him who's taught the word share or communicate or respond in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. This is your opportunity to sow back into the word that you have heard this week. And I want to remind you again what the scripture said. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, whatever a woman sows, that they will also reap. And it goes on to say, if you sow to the Spirit, you will from the Spirit reap life. And when you sow into anything that is motivated by getting the Word of God out, motivated by seeing the kingdom of God spread all over this world, what are you doing? You're sowing into the Spirit. And now, those of you who are partners with this ministry, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Many of you have been partners with us for years and years, and you could stand up and say, hey, I'm a witness. Let me tell you about the power of partnership. Because not only have you sown into the word that you've heard, but that seed has been like a door of access opened up to God in your life for Him to get involved with your family and your finances, and that everything you set your hand to do begins to prosper because you're being obedient to do what God's called you to do, partner with who He's called you to partner with. And let me say to our partners today how much we love and appreciate you. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are praying for you every single day. You are never a day without prayer. And that's one of the big benefits of partnership. You are a part of sending out the Word of God, whether it's through this broadcast or the magazine or every social media post or every event, every ministry material that goes out the door, you're a part of that. And we encourage you to stay connected with us through KCM.org or on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or Instagram. All of these outlets and platforms are just simply ways that we can get the Word of God into your life where you want it and how you receive it. So as you sow today, just know that we are so thankful, and we're proclaiming the blessing of the Lord over your life and call you blessed in the name of Jesus. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to Give is available in the United States only. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/giveonline or call 877-615-4267. Together, we're sending the good news of the gospel around the world.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory, and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.